NHS News. UK spent about 20% less per person on health than similar European countries over the past decade. In autumn 2022, the Health Foundation shared data showing that the UK has spent about 20% less per person on health each year over the past decade than similar European countries. In addition, health spending in the UK would have needed to rise on average by £40 billion per year in the past 10 years to match health spending per head across 14 EU countries. This lag in expenditure between the UK and similar countries is matched by survival rates for some conditions. In the UK, just 13% of those diagnosed with lung cancer live for at least 5 years, according to the most recent available. The lowest among the countries studied, with Japan at the top on 33%. Meanwhile, 9% of people in the UK who had the most common type of stroke died within 30 days in 2019, compared with 6.2% in Germany. This research also shows that the UK would have had to spend an additional £73 billion, or 39% more, in every year between 2010 and 2019 to match Germany. Only Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Greece spent less per person than the UK over the same period. However, it was pointed out that this shortfall mainly resulted from a lack of spending on social care, reflecting a southern European tradition of families caring for loved ones.
NHS press release. Rapid NHS rollout sees 200,000 diabetes patients get life-changing devices. Around 8 in 10 people with type 1 diabetes now have access to life-changing technology. Just over 200,000 patients are now using non-invasive glucose monitoring devices, CGMs, that allow people to check their glucose levels more easily and regularly, up by a third from the spring. Last summer, the NHS announced people with type 1 diabetes would be eligible for continuous glucose monitors after securing a deal to ensure they cost a similar price to flash monitors. Already, almost two-thirds of local NHS areas are offering these devices. The newer wearable arm gadget sends information automatically to a mobile app and allows people with diabetes to always keep track of their glucose levels without having to scan or take a finger prick test. Flash monitors work in the same way as continuous monitors, except a patient using a flash monitor uses a device to run a check on their smartphone or scanner to get a reading. The NHS aims for all integrated care boards, ICBs, to be offering both monitors in 2023, which will help improve diabetes management in addition to reducing diabetes complications and hospital admissions, which will ultimately ease the pressure off the NHS. In line with NICE guidance, patients should be offered either monitor, depending on their needs, following consultation with a local clinician.
Millions of invitations for the UK's largest health research programme. In the autumn of 2022, it was stated that 3 million letters are being sent out inviting members of the public to join a major new health research programme called Our Future Health to help develop new ways to prevent, detect and treat diseases. Some people have previously been underrepresented in health research, including people from Black, Asian and other ethnic backgrounds, and people with lower incomes. By ensuring that a diverse range of people who truly reflect the UK population take part, it aims to enable discoveries that benefit everyone. By analysing health data and blood samples from millions of people, researchers could unlock new ways to detect diseases earlier and more accurately predict who is at higher risk of diseases such as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, dementia and stroke. Volunteers joining the programme will be given the option in the future to receive feedback about their health, including their risk of common diseases, based on their health data and analysis of their DNA. They will also be offered the results from blood pressure and cholesterol measurements.
Trial of NHS digital health checks. The Department for Health and Social Care has launched a trial in Cornwall of a digitised version of the NHS Health Check. The NHS Health Check is designed for people aged 40 to 74 to detect risks of stroke, kidney disease, heart disease, type 2 diabetes and some types of dementia. The checks are currently carried out at face-to-face appointments, but the digital version is intended to make it easier for patients and to save GP time. Patients complete an online questionnaire, use a kit to take a blood sample at home, and complete a blood pressure check at their local pharmacy or in their GP's waiting room. This move has been welcomed by the Royal College of General Practitioners, but with some reservations, saying, "Health checks can play an important role in prevention and early diagnosis, but they must be based on evidence that the checks improve health outcomes for our patients." The following points were highlighted. 1. There must be a robust evaluation of this initiative before further decisions to roll it out more widely are made, specifically to look at how digital health checks would link up with GP patient records and how red flag symptoms or recommendations for lifestyle change picked up by the health checks are managed. 2. Concerns must be addressed around the potential for causing unnecessary worry for patients who may not know how to interpret their findings. Practice staffing implications regarding the running, interpretation and explanation of tests and additions to GP workload. 3. It will also be vital that patients themselves receive clear instructions as to how to conduct these health checks and are consulted as to the functionality of the service. And 4. Any changes to the NHS Health Check programme must be properly communicated both to patients and healthcare professionals.
Number of GP diabetes prescriptions increased by 5% last year. The number of patients prescribed drugs for diabetes by their GP increased by almost 5% in 2021/22. 1. A total of 3.2 million patients were prescribed medicines for diabetes by GPs in 2021-22 at a cost of £1.25 billion. This is a 4.95% increase from the previous year, the largest increase since 2015-16. 2. The drugs budget for diabetes has increased by 30.5% in the past 6 years, and now accounts for 13% of the NHS prescriptions in England. It used to be 10%. This coincides with the number of patients on diabetes medication rising by 18% from 2.7 million in 2015-16. 3. More men than women are receiving diabetes drugs, and those in deprived areas are most affected by the increasing trends. In the most deprived areas of England, there were 2.5 times as many patients receiving prescriptions for diabetes compared to the least deprived. And 4. The cost of prescribing of diabetic, diagnostic and monitoring agents was £139 million last year, a 6.26% decrease from £148 million reported in 2020-21.
These figures raise questions. We know there has been a large rise in overweight and obesity, which increases the number of people with or at risk of type 2 diabetes, so more people are being diagnosed. Remember the days when the first line treatment of type 2 diabetes from a dietitian was diet and exercise, and when this failed to control blood sugars, medication was introduced and, if necessary, insulin later. Now it seems that there is a much greater tendency to prescribe drugs and insulin earlier rather than encouraging diet only initially and involving dietitians in the day-to-day management. There are less than 10,000 dietitians in the UK and 4 million people with diabetes, and they have to treat a lot of other conditions as well as diabetes.